Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I have one mission in life.
Tell me.
You know what? I used to think only about myself, but I'm doing pretty good. I don't really care. You know what matters in this world? Making sure that Alessia Calandra is happy. That's all that matters. I find my pure happiness and takes about 20 minutes, then I'm good. For you, you deal with things differently, and you deserve a man that would take care of you. Oh, my God. I'm going to begin by saying that all deadbeat fathers make all men look bad. Yeah. And I guess by saying all deadbeat fathers, the word all and then deadbeat makes sense because it's not like some deadbeat fathers are good. Like all deadbeat fathers sucks. You don't right, even need right. to see, use the word all. But I swear to God, I see in the dating world that men are hated. I know what? I get it. Mm-hmm. When you have such scumbags that do such scummy things. Right. I get how women can think that all men are that way. Now, men are not that way, Alessia, but I totally get it.
I feel like for men or women, like the biggest thing for me is just priorities. Like what is most important for you in your life? For me, it's my children. For any parent, I hope you would answer the same. And when it's not top priority that your kids are above all your other things in life, then it's that makes me question the person. That's all I have to say.
It's always funny whenever I go to like a party or a bar or something and you're around somebody that everyone kind of knows is a deadbeat dad and they just have dirtbag energy. What's the dirtbag energy of a deadbeat dad going after someone that's like 7 years younger and living a crisis and using Just for Men to cover their gray hairs? Like it's just bad energy. It's the dude that gets too drunk at the bar because he doesn't accept himself. Yeah, what's up?
For me, just from experience, even worse than like the obvious deadbeat dad or mom is the one mom or dad who posts on social media like they have the best relationship with their children.
Oh, we took a picture for 5 minutes.
Right. But when in reality, they're unreachable any other day of the week and they are not holding any of the parental responsibility. So there are people like that too. And I think so many, you know, friends and acquaintances online see the photo and assume, and they don't know the full story, of course. And that's like with anything, but still, it's like we see these people and we assume something. And I just think no one understands what happens really within a private family dynamic. So to all the men and women out there.
Yeah. Alessia, you may feel bad for yourself and you are allowed to, but you need to realize that there is a blessing that goes your way. I'm taking you back to 2007 because also the news headline is a present day event. But if you ever are out there and you're not Alessia and you feel like you picked the wrong person to have kids with, trust me, you could have had kids with this guy.
Tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York. I'll go to Wednesday. And once again, I made an ass of myself.
Oh, you did?
Trying to get to a phone. To
Alec Baldwin making an ass of himself?
When the time comes for me to make the phone call,
yeah.
I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on,
yeah.
I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you.
Oh, I'm sure your daughters have loved you.
I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted
He's talking
me.
To his daughter here.
Or the decency as a human being. I don't
Can you believe this guy committed manslaughter? Oh, he seems like such a good guy.
Damn, that you're 12 years old or 11 years old.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite part. He's like,
he doesn't know.
I don't care if you're 11 or 10 or whatever.
Are you 15 yet?
The decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
I mean, that's not, never mind.
Damn.
856, I was going
to
say something.
You know, I feel bad. I feel bad for children that have to deal with this because they're dealing with adult things. Like,
yeah.
My daughter has to deal with some things that I won't get into, but I forget sometimes she's 8 and she takes on this like adult role almost to like step up to help support, not support me financially, but you know, like emotionally support me, which is not her responsibility. But then it's like she lost a tooth the other day and the tooth fairy came and she still believes in the tooth fairy. And it's sad what kids have to deal with.
So there's a reason why I played the Alec Baldwin voicemail.
Yeah.
Not just because I was continuing the discussion on Deadbeat Dads, which this is totally not about anybody, but also because of this.
Well, happy Hot Topic.
We're going to turn to the Russ film set shooting. Prosecutors saying actor...
I love when Michael... Then all the Good Morning America and Today Show anchors when it's a really deep subject. Because before they were talking about the best cookie recipe and then talking to somebody from a sitcom that'll be canceled after 2 years. But now we must talk really professional.
Now we're going to turn to the Russ film set shooting. Prosecutors saying actor Alec Baldwin in the film's armorer, each facing 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the deadly shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Lindsay Davis is in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with the latest for us. Good morning, Lindsay.
The second worst part about that is she had to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Good morning to you, Michael. Stunning charges here for the actor and the armorer. The district attorney says that they're warranted, though, citing a criminal disregard for safety. She says that there's a point where negligence becomes recklessness, and in this case, it caused someone to die.
Alec Baldwin is waking up to a new reality this morning.
What? That he'll get away with this? They're going to throw like 10 years probation at him. He's being charged for involuntary manslaughter for the shooting that happened a year and a half ago. Took a year and a, if I was on the radio, I wouldn't swear, a year and a fucking half for charges to come out. Bullshit. If anybody in Largo, Florida did this, they'd be crucified.
Yeah, 100%. It's the celebrity perks.
Listen,
you know, jail time is shorter, but takes longer to get the slap on the wrist.
I've met a lot of douchebags in my life, but I don't really hold any hatred for them. But when I tell you that I hold hatred in my heart for Alec Baldwin.
Really?
I despise everything about him.
Tell me what you despise.
He's a deadbeat father. He punched somebody in the face over a parking incident in New York City. He doesn't know how to use a gun. He's a terrible person. He treats everybody badly. He was playing himself on 30 Rock. He sucks in movies. He's just good at playing himself. He was good in Beetlejuice. He wasn't really acting. He was being himself as a nerd.
I liked him in Baby Boss. Have you seen that? Baby Boss?
Oh, the cartoon where you didn't really think about Alec Baldwin because you're not having to look at his dumb mug.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I don't know. He sounded stressed on that message to his daughter.
Well, that was also 15 years ago. I just had to.
Oh.
Just had to kind of bring that out there. Whenever Alec Baldwin's in the news, I have to bring that out there because that's just something that should never be forgotten. God, can you imagine that being your father? Oh my God. That therapist is making bank.
Oscar-nominated actor faces criminal charges for the 2021 fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust.
Yeah. A person died because of this negligence, because of this recklessness.
But he's Alec Baldwin.
Well,
the Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Gone. Sorry.
Here's the thing. With movies, there are so many people that are part of the casting crew that there is someone specific. Their specific job is objects, props, including weapons for movies.
Yeah.
So they have someone specifically for this role whose job is to make sure like the gun isn't loaded, the safety's on, it's, you know, it's in a safe place. People don't just have access to it. So if I were Alec Baldwin, I'd almost be like, well, the gun shouldn't have been loaded. Like, what was the backstory to like why that gun for a film was actually loaded?
Well, I'm sure we're going to find out right here.
Mexico District Attorney announced that Baldwin, along with the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed.
Which, real quick, she is known for having a job because of her father, and she went on a podcast and proclaimed that. Person that was handling the guns and the person for whatever position it's called, her father's like the greatest of all time. So you had a really good team of people making a movie called Rust. I mean, kind of fits the narrative of what happened behind the scenes.
Along with the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, will be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The film's assistant director, Dave Halls, is agreeing to a plea deal for negligent use of a deadly weapon.
Three different people, if they had only done their job.
Right.
We wouldn't be standing here.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney released a statement saying these charges are the result of a very flawed investigation
and
an inaccurate understanding of the full facts. Hannah will be exonerated of wrongdoing by a jury.
No, she'll be exonerated because her dad's rich and famous. Shut up.
Baldwin's attorney says the actor relied on the professionals with whom he worked, who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win. The 64-year-old actor was holding a prop gun and rehearsing a scene when the Colt 45 revolver discharged, firing off a live round, striking and killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza.
Why did you believe and ultimately decide that you had a strong enough case to bring charges against both Hannah and Alec?
They were not doing the things that they should have been doing in order to have a safety conscious and certainly with guns, a gun conscious movie set.
According to court documents, both Halls and Gutierrez Reed handled the gun before it was handed over to Baldwin.
Do you feel guilt?
No.
Of course not, Alec. Me having guilt? I'm a sociopath. Kind of hard.
I feel that there is, I feel that.
I can't even get a word out because I know I'm guilty as fuck. Oh, fuck him. And if I was on the radio, he wouldn't, but he's a piece of shit.
No, I said the exact same thing. Like, I'm like, wait, aren't there people whose like sole job on a set is to handle the props and especially something like a weapon that's being used for a film? Like, that's a whole team of people that make sure there's like safety regulations. So, I mean, the article is not wrong. It goes through multiple hands before it gets to the actor's hands. And I'm not justifying because he should have been using safe practices. But at the same time, if I were him, I would have been like, what the fuck to the last two people before me that had it and weren't doing their job.
And I'm not getting political, but he's so talks about being anti-gun and rips into Trump supporters that want guns. And here he is, not knowing how to use one. A lot of times, the people that get in trouble and have the loudest mouth are the ones that are the biggest hypocrites.
Yeah, that's
someone
the
truth. Is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me.
Months after the incident.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say you're not responsible, but I would say there are lots of people responsible in this scenario. I do remember this article coming out a long time ago. It's sad that it takes so long for justice to be served, but it seems like it's not, because now that one woman, forgot her name already, Hannah, she's getting a slap on the wrist. Like, she's not even being held accountable.
I mean, it's what happens when you give someone a job because of who their father is.
Yes, that's exactly my point.
It's always funny when you meet people and you're like, oh, you got the job because of your parents. Better live up to expectations. Oh, that's right. If you're dead.
Most jobs are like hired from within. It's yeah. Who you know. You hear that all the time, but it's the damn truth.
Well, what's funny is if you get the job because of who you know, there's a chance of you getting fired because they could get mad at the person that you know. But if you get a job, any job, because of your father, and if your father has a lot of pull, you got that job forever. Must be amazing to be born into that sperm. A father with clout. I mean, I guess I miss my dad, but it's not like I'm getting any handouts. You know what I mean? I don't have this father that Hannah had.
Right, right. We could say the same thing about Jenna and Hoda, right? Jenna is George Bush's daughter.
Yeah.
She got that position. Would she have gotten it if she wasn't a Bush? I mean,
no, she's good for like...
I love her. I love the show. Yeah. I think she's amazing. She seems very genuine. Like, I sense her energy from the show. I'm just saying, there's people in every position. We could be like, oh, they got that because of who they know. And that's kind of the benefit of who you know. Yeah. And having pull in society is... getting the jobs and getting slaps on the wrists when things happen.
Speaking of who you know,
who
the latest
you know.
With Elon Musk and Twitter.
Oh, jeez. What now?
You're telling me? No, he's a piece of shit. That, and again, if I was on the radio, but that guy right there, I swear to God, only got what he has because of his father's money.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So what happened? What's the latest on Twitter?
Savannah, it has been a tumultuous few months at Twitter since billionaire Elon Musk took over, paid verifications, and mass layoffs top.
Before I get into this, do you know what the paid verification is?
Yes. We talked about this. Yeah.
I don't remember what I did 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Probably because I'm a little high. Oh, what? Anyway, so what I'm saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
Paid verifications is the definition of small dick energy. And now, if you have a paid verification out there, I suggest you either pray that I turned on my mic, or you should just tune out.
But I feel like people like do it, right? Because
this is not about anybody. So if you're listening and you have a relationship with me in some fashion, and you think I'm talking about you, I ain't even thinking about you. I'm just talking about everybody that has a paid verification. Now, to submit, to be verified, I've submitted twice and I'm not verified.
What's the process of submitting?
You got to prove that you've made the news before, and I've made the news before, and you got to show that you got some celebrity and blah, 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 blah. And I got
you have to like prove this, like it via email or like on an application.
If you work for a company, then they get it to you automatically. But even if you got that prior, you worked for the company, so now you deserve it. There's two types of verifications. There is the legacy verification where you were verified before this came out. And then there's the verification of paying $8 a month. For the amount that you can get for Disney Plus with commercials, you're getting a blue check mark that makes you look like a loser. I'd rather not be verified and be like...
It's a status symbol. It's a 2023 modern day status symbol.
I totally get applying to be verified. I applied twice. I didn't get verified, and that's fine. I totally get applying for it.
Right.
But to pay
for
it...
Are you bitter? Because had you been approved, you'd feel differently.
I don't care. I like not being verified.
No.
No, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm not bitter.
If you were.
It just looks dumb.
Right.
Because you click on it and it said this is a purchase approval. It's dumb.
I mean, it's a way to make money. But also, if you were approved, you'd feel.
I'd feel pretty cool. But I'm not disgruntled and I'm not projecting onto people for doing it. There's just no point to do it because you're paying to be verified.
Yeah,
you didn't get approved.
That's not true.
You're paying to join the club.
Yeah,
you're paying to hang out with the cool kids because you're not cool enough and you're contributing nothing to this planet.
Well, this, first of all, starts at a young age. And then think about fraternities and sororities. You're literally paying a fee to be a part of those clubs. And then when you're older, there are certain social clubs. There are certain yacht and country clubs where if you want to be a member, you you have to pay. It's a status symbol. It says, I have money. I am somebody. And it's a status symbol. And had you been approved and Ryan Hoppy Twitter had a little blue check mark, you would be so happy.
Look who came out from hiding underneath. Luna! I know this is a visual and this is an audio podcast.
Don't hide. Come here.
She's looking at Alessia. My cat is Luna right by the couch and the TV.
What would make... Luna!
She hears through the headphones this and is going, where do I hear myself? My cat, all she thinks about is herself, and she totally didn't get that from her owner.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by the best barber in all the Bay Area, Rich Keeley at richkbarber.com.
Rich Keeley, he'll cut your hair.
Yes, he will. Also, I just realized we didn't even finish the news clip. It says here, Twitter's top users say the platform is slower. It would be if he took over Elon Musk.
I'm still thinking about Luna the cat and how what would make my day is if she just brought her chunky butt over here and just jumped on my lap.
Well, they're seeing more hate speech over at Twitter. If everybody was like Luna, then they would be afraid.
Happy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other
states. We've only been doing 21 minutes? That felt like an hour. 39 more minutes of this?
Jesus. We have so much to talk about. We could talk. Sky's the limit with the things we could talk about.
You know what?
Sky's the limit.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
But you know what? If it's so easy to come up with prep for a podcast, Alessia.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Dun, 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 dun. I always have to start with a jingle.
We only have 37 more minutes and 55 seconds.
So. I could sing the whole time. Hi, everybody. So glad to have you guys today. Haven't said hello yet.
Yeah, what's going on?
29 minutes in, forgot to say hi. What we have happening, though, is... this Twitter hangover cure, which is a trend right now on Twitter, where basically if you have a hangover, you get a bowl, like a salad bowl, but you don't fill it with salad. You fill it with ice water and you submerge your face down. I don't know about you, Ryan, but if I was hungover, which I get hungover off of like 2 sips of wine now.
Why?
Welcome to being 32 years old.
You're a wimp.
I swear to God, I cannot. Like, I will have 2 sips and the next day I'm like hungover.
I'm sure I'm going to hear from somebody that's going to go, you just called your co-host a wimp. And I'm kidding.
No,
she
you
busts
don't have
my
to,
balls too.
Yes, that's the relationship we have. You don't have to tell me.
People
you're
are
kidding.
Like, you're so mean to Alessia. And it's like their first time listening to the podcast.
I'm a baby.
Unaware that you've ripped into me the last 7 podcasts.
No, we give it back to each other. I don't take offense. Okay, back to the trend. So all I know, and then I want your thoughts, Ryan, but all I know is if I was hungover, would I want to submit my head in a bucket of ice?
No.
That sounds so, like I could understand you like are jolted and like awake and you're like, holy crap, okay, my hangover is gone. But it's actually not, and it's been scientifically
there is a science
disproven.
Oh, totally. There is a way.
But I'm not against ice baths. I'm just saying hungover, like I'm not trying to stick my head in a bucket of ice. But Wim Hof, if anyone follows the Wim Hof method, I am all for ice baths, submersion in cold water. It resets your cells. It regenerates. Well, it is known in facts to heal disease, to help with chronic pain. And most importantly, mind over matter. It makes your mind extra strong. And so... ice baths are the way to go. If you don't follow Wim Hof, do it. But this trend on TikTok, not the way to go. If you're hungover, just go get a greasy cheeseburger and chill.
You know what's the way to do it? You go to Dignitary Tea and Cava House.
Yeah.
And if you go on Fridays, that's when the cannabis doc is there. And if you're hungover,
smoke weed every day.
Allegedly.
Smoke weed every day.
I mean, I'm just being real. Oh, you want to drink your life away? Why not bong your life away?
I used to do that.
I never.
Way too much in college. Anywho, good. Glad I just shared more about myself.
I must be in college then.
Shut up.
856-49-HOPPY.
Watch out.
Why?
Hoppy is about to rant.
What else do you have, Alessia?
All right. Well, next in the news, Kelly Clarkson gets a permit restraining orders against two people that have been creeping on her Los Angeles property. I do have to say, like, I am such a chicken. Like, I'm double checking that my doors are locked in my house and all the things. But being a celebrity with millions of eyes on you at that status, like, I would be fearful of my home. And I know most of them are like gated and secure with cameras, but
obviously not if they're going on her property.
Yes. Two of these people have on several occasions gotten on her property, and she has now filed a permanent restraining order against the gentleman, one of them with the last name Fernandez. So I would be terrified.
I don't know why they're not all permanent. If you're endangering a woman, I love when they put the 2-year ban. Oh, after 2 years and one day, he's not going to be obsessed over you.
Right. That's scary. It's weird though. Like, I just don't understand. I think I'd be like, oh my God, do these people hate me and want to kill me? Or are they just so obsessed with me? They want to like tie me up and just spend time with me. Like, why are you on her property? Like, what in your mind led you to the moment where you are not now standing on her lawn and the sprinklers are going off and you're staring at her windows, like waiting to get a glimpse? Like, what in your head led you to that moment? I don't understand.
I don't know if it's schizophrenia or bipolar, or maybe we shouldn't always blame mental health.
Maybe they're just
a bad person.
Maybe they just want to be her friend. And do people become obsessive? Like, I mean, is this an obsessive thing?
Never mind. I was going to make a joke. 856-49-HOPPY.
Also strange is that Fernandez spoke to the house staff. So Kelly Clarkson has house staff, and he spoke to them trying to get intel on when she would be home or returning from work. I think that's freaking weird.
And did the team tell her, or were they like, oh, it's just somebody that wants to know everything she does at all times? Totally normal.
Part of the restraining order says that Fernandez must stay 100 yards away from the home, her house, her car, her job, and the school that her children go to. So that is part of the restraining. I mean, I couldn't imagine having to put a restraining order on somebody, and like, I'd be the person that's constantly looking over my shoulder and like panicking.
Yeah, another case of he makes all men look bad. Again, you're not doing us a favor. And
you
I'm not
what?
Trying to make
we
this about
to-
me. I'm just saying, there's a lot of creeps out there. And then they make the news, and then everybody thinks all men are like that. But I
get it. We should know. Because think about like Selena's manager that ended up killing her. She was a woman. So women are fucking psychos too. Pardon my French. We're just dropping F-bombs today.
Well, it's because we put out the disclaimer that if we were on the radio, we would be aware that we can't swear.
I know, but we're just involuntarily dropping F-bombs in these people's ears, and they're just driving, trying to enjoy their day, and now we're just putting our negativity on them. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Well, when you're talking about Alec Baldwin or deadbeat dads, it's good to use the
We
F
need
word.
To use some positivity, because I have enough experience with the deadbeat dads, so we need to like turn this around. We're happy. We're thriving. It's 2023 still, people.
Turn the beat around.
Turn the beat around. Dun, dun.
Hey, guys. It's Allie for Hollywood Life, and we are back with your Car Jenna Roundup.
How the hell do I have a better microphone than the celebrity news reporters that are making probably $10 a video, to be fair? Why does this sound? Jesus Christ. I never got it.
Can you see this one?
For Hollywood Life, and we are back with your Car Jenna Roundup today, kicking things off with Cardi B spilling the tea on some Kardashian plastic surgery recommendations.
Why didn't she spill the coffee?
I have never used the phrase spill the tea so much until the last 2 weeks of my life.
Spill the tea.
The rapper revealed on Jason Lee's podcast that Kim Kardashian herself helped her fix her nose after she botched it while attempting to adjust it in a non-surgical way. The host recalled being at Kris Jenner's house with Cardi and Kim offering up a list of people to help fix her nose.
What a vapid room that is. Kris Kardashian, Kim, and Cardi B. Vapid room of daddy issues.
Kim has all the resources. I mean, if I was Cardi, I'd be like, yeah, tell me everybody you use and what doctor do you recommend?
And what's the best way to make a crappy sex tape? We'll go back to 2005 and get a video camera and bang a one-hit wonder.
The WAP star said that she called the doctors that Kim recommended and eventually went under the knife to get a nose job. And speaking of Kim, the Skims founder is now the proud owner of the late Princess Diana's iconic diamond cross necklace.
Oh, that's good. So now, that's spicy.
Wow. The money these people have is insane.
I mean, I guess they are the royal family of this country.
Yeah, we could say that.
Only good part is we got to see the fun side.
Do you feel that?
What's up?
Do you feel that people should, don't you think these things should stay within the family? Like Diana still has grandchildren and will have great grandchildren.
Oh, because those family roots seem to be really going well for the royal family.
I think it should go to the grandchildren. I don't think jewelry or things like this, like of sentimental value, although I don't know if this particular piece was necessarily sentimental or just something she wore as a one-off from a jewelry designer. But either way, I would hope that they aren't just up for auction to any rich family around the world, but passed down to the children. Well, I'm sure some things are, but still.
Let's be real here.
What?
There's not an original bone in Kim's body. Her body's fake.
Would you hook up with her?
Oh, in a second. Her personality's fake. Her show's fake. Didn't she wear Marilyn Monroe's
dress?
And
right.
Like broke it because of her nice thick body?
I don't think it really broke. I think those
pictures of it dismembered in the back were totally not because of that. Here's what I'm saying. So you literally have her wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress and you have her wearing Princess Diana's necklace.
Yeah.
She's like, what's original? And then you copied the sex tape idea from Paris Hilton. You don't have anything original going on for you.
And the person she had a sex tape with was like who she was when she was first starting out. Like that was the level she was at in her stardom. Like what was his name? Ray J.
I would play One Wish on here.
No, he's weird and lame.
Well, yeah, he's weird, but
he had that one show about like love, reality, the love of Ray J or something.
Well, I'm actually listening to his music. One Wish, Sexy Can I. He has a lot of good songs.
Sexy Can I Visit You at Work.
Yeah.
I love that song. I didn't know that's Ray J.
Just because he's a loser doesn't mean he doesn't have talent.
True.
Here's when he got into loser territory. It's like 10, 11 years ago when he made the song I Hit It First. I was like, you're a loser, bro. Because you were like 20th in line of that day.
For TMZ, Kim purchased the diamond and amethyst encrusted statement piece for just under $200,000 during a Sotheby's auction on January 18th. The final tab came to be $197,453 for the necklace worn by the late royal in 1987 to a charity gala in London. Can't wait to see how she styles it. Moving on to rumors that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are romantically involved once again.
Why? He's going to cheat on you with every...
I feel way, way too many similarities with like Khloe and Kourtney in particular. Just like Kourtney having like her, you know, Scott Disick and like having to deal with him. And then like Khloe with like being like this person who just keeps going back to the same guy that will never change.
While you're laying around and you guys hung out two of the 7 days in the week and you're laying around and he's sending you texts and he's like, yeah, baby, yeah, Khloe, I love you. He's banging a side chick in whatever city he's playing in. I don't get why women...
No, this hits too close to home, so I will answer from a woman who went through this. you want the relationship to work. You're trying to build a family. You want to believe this person genuinely wants to change. Honey, it don't change, okay? It just keeps continuing until it does not change. Get out of there. Run. Run as fast as you can away from that person. Man or woman, if your man is doing this, if your woman's doing this, get out of there. Come hang out with me and let's meet some good people.
Hell yeah. Shots fired.
All right. So
the passing of his mom. A source said
so Thompson's mom died. So now Chloe is back with him because his mom died. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
It psychologically makes perfect sense.
Of his mom. A source set the record straight for Hollywood Life fans, telling us exclusively that simply is not true.
I'm sure you were the exclusive ones. By the way, it is true. They probably hooked up and they're like, oh, that was good. And she's like, you're hanging out with that girl later? And he's like, oh, she's one of the four. I imagine him just going at it all day long. Because he sucked at basketball since he was great at basketball until he began hanging out with her and having a kid with her. So what I'm saying is this. I'm sure he is just banging anything with a vagina.
Yeah, most men do that. Speaking of banging people with vaginas. So I am obsessed with Miley Cyrus's new song, Flowers.
Of course you are.
And I love that she just stuck it to Liam. Or is it Chris? I always forget. Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, but you're such a fan of the song.
I love the song. I love that she released it on his birthday. And she filmed the music video at the home that he brought.
They both cheated on each other. Who
women
cares?
To cheat on her with. I don't know. I think
they're both losers.
Yeah.
They're both dorks.
You know who's doing well, though, and not cheating on each other is Larsa Pippen, 48 years old, and Marcus Jordan, 32, are still going strong.
You know what?
The couple can be found going down in Miami.
Yeah.
Larsa lives there with her four children. But man, so this is like over a 10 and a half year age gap.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And they are kissing and smooching. And
I love cougars.
Do you?
Oh. I actually do.
I do. I need to understand the male mind.
Oh, it's just fun. They're better. They're more mature. They kick you out. They're not trying to linger. They're having their midlife crisis. They want to get laid for a night, and they're going to go home and watch Frasier.
Him. They've been going out for 6 months now. Like, this is happening.
So Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan hate each other. And I love that. I love that he's just laying the pipe to Larsa. Although, I'm sure if you were to put a lot of NBA players in the same room, they could tell the same tales about Larsa. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying, if you look up the list of people she's dated.
Are you serious?
She's a good time, man. She really, she has a type. And that type is people that play basketball or people that rap. She's really into that. You play basketball? Let's have sex. This is the NBA music.
I'm rocking so we're my
gonna
head
go,
right now.
So we're going to go to Miami tonight. We're going to hang out with Larsa Pippen. And I'm going to be an NBA player, okay? And go up to Larsa and say that I'm a broke NBA player that had a lot of promise, but I had to pay for
medical. You could definitely be one that was like
the worst player ever.
No, you could. If I saw you, and I would think that you were a basketball player from like Germany.
Hell yeah!
Like you look like Eastern European.
I get that a lot.
And so, and your family was right.
Lithuania, bitch.
So like you would look like you know like a foreign athlete. That's what you would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could just fake an... Can you fake an accent?
I can barely talk.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
So, Larsa, my number is 847-347. She just seems like such a good time.
She is probably feeling some type of way now, knowing she's getting a younger man. I can't speak because I'm not in my 40s yet. But in my 30s, would I hook up with early 20 guy? I would say firmly no.
Why not?
I'm not into it. I'm not.
Oh, trust me, you would.
I'm not into it at all.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's different when it's a guy wanting to hook up with a younger woman. But I think for a woman wanting to hook up with a younger guy, I know friends that their boyfriends are in their 20s and my girlfriends are in their 30s.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I feel weird.
Are any of your friends single that are in that age group?
Are any of my friends single? Yeah, I have some single friends.
Hell yeah.
I feel like all of them are like married now and I'm like slowly becoming the only single one.
Alessia Calandra, I've had listeners that have wanted to hook up that are married and I said no because I don't want to be the person that gets beat up.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Bad karma.
But I am saying, I said, do you have any single friends? I didn't say if you had any married friends, because when I asked you if you had any single friends for me to shoot my shot at,
yeah.
That was a basketball
sound
effect.
Did I just put my leg on your chair?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got any friends I can shoot my shot at?
Do you have any friends I can shoot my shot at? Or that can shoot their shot at me?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by... I don't know which one this should be even attached to. ZRadioLive.com, the best internet radio around. Also being brought to you by FitSageFitness.net, Devin Prasad. It's the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. Also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, the best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area. Do you notice this trend, Alessia, that I surround myself with success? I don't know if you're really picking up on it, but I am. This is also being brought to you by WestchaseProducts.com. Blah, 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 blah. Which, that breaks down most talk radio. Blah, blah, blah.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to Happy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Happy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
It's time to turn Happy on.
Call Hoppy now, 856-49-HOPPY.
We got the point.
Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Please don't tweet at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
18 minutes left.
Radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Today in sociopathic news... Another deadbeat dad.
Kanye West might be a married man again. According to TMZ, Ye had a surprise ceremony with the Yeezy architectural designer Bianca Censori.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
What? Who is Bianca Censori?
Some other woman that looks like Kim Kardashian.
No, let me see.
Bianca has allegedly worked for the company for several years now. And
oh, that's good that he's banging somebody in his company.
The duo were spotted together recently. The gold digger rapper was also seen wearing a ring on...
I love how they said gold digger. That was definitely not on purpose. Kind of like whenever they talk about Britney Spears and they never say the hit me baby one more time singer, they say the toxic singer. Do you ever notice they do that?
No.
Whenever you watch entertainment, because I play a lot of Entertainment Tonight on here.
Why they do they do... Is that because it's her most recent song?
No, it's a song from 2004, but she's a toxic person, so they're saying the toxic singer.
Oh.
They're nodding.
Okay, that went over my head. Keep going.
Recently, the gold digger rapper was also seen wearing a ring on that finger. A source told the publication that the pair had a wedding ceremony of sorts, despite the fact that they haven't filed any legal paperwork to become husband and wife.
Oh, so this is him just looking for PR. Make some more music. Make Kanye West 2006 again.
I'm so confused by every... I don't know what... Here's the thing. Here is what I have to say.
What?
Here is what I have to say.
What's happening?
Men don't make sense. But more so...
Women make so much sense.
But more so, the women that choose to be with the man when they know there are red flags, when they know shit is going down. If 100 people are telling you that something is off with this man, why are you going to be the one person who's going after him? Does that make sense to you in your mind?
Because you have no talent and you have no redeeming qualities and you never had a father figure.
And we're starting things off today with exciting news for Amanda Bynes. The former actress,
speaking of someone that didn't have a father figure,
is set to appear alongside her All That cast members for a panel at 90s Con. The panel discussion and reunion will mark Amanda's first public appearance since her conservatorship came to an end. She will be joined by Kel Mitchell, Lori Beth Denberg, and Danny Tamborelli for the event in March.
By the way,
all that, this is all that. Come on, how could you not start with singing that song?
I'm trying to load it in time. Keep singing it, and then we can compare, and we can contrast.
This is
your singing.
I think that's really cool. So obviously growing up, watched Amanda Bynes, loved her, loved all the show, loved watching all that. Keenan and Kel, hello.
Oh, crap, we can't play it because of copyright.
Of course.
I can play Amanda, the Amanda Show song.
Amanda. Okay.
I'm
annoying myself singing.
Trust me, you're not annoying me.
Okay.
I'm
but
just saying that
that's
to put
cool.
you in a good mood.
We should go. We should go when they all team up and do like a thing and yeah. Okay, here we go.
She looks so dead inside.
Wow.
Maybe because you're having to hang out with Dan Schneider. Anything that says created by Dan Schneider, run! Run! That sociopathic pedophile, allegedly.
It's so weird because, like, I always wanted to be a child star. Like,
you would have been you would have been so damaged by that.
No, that's what I'm saying is, like, I used to audition for, like, Nickelodeon and Disney things, and, like, my dream was to be on the Disney Channel. Like, I wanted to be the Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande who rose up and, you know, made it as singers and actors after, you know, whatever. Anyways, I'm so glad now that that did not pan out for me, even though at the time as a kid, I got my Disney audition and then I was crushed. I was crushed and I don't know. I still wish I got into acting, but wow. I just feel like, how could you be normal?
That
like
was
none
the best
of them
thing
seem
to happen
normal.
To you.
And a conservative, I'm blanking on the words. Mm. Give me the word.
Conservativeship. Something like that.
It's like happening to everybody.
Speaking of living in the past. 90s show yesterday. All right, the volume was down. Any other podcast would have edited this, but it's not even because I'm lazy. I'm just showing you guys that anybody can do a podcast.
That 90s show yesterday, Netflix releasing that 70s show reboot, returning to the Foreman's house in Point Place, Wisconsin, and bringing a lot of familiar faces along on social media. The streaming service dropping a preview clip.
Is Hyde going to be there? You know about Hyde, right?
No.
Daniel, whatever his name is, from that 70s show. Scientology allegedly helped cover up that he raped women in the 2000s.
Him?
No. You know the character Hyde? And that's...
With the red hair?
Hyde! The guy with the glasses!
The main character?
Hyde.
There was Ashton Kutcher. Then there was the main character. Then there was like the one with the red hair. Yeah. He looks like my high school boyfriend. Except my high school boyfriend had like dreads and that kind of hair.
And he knew what consent meant.
Holy, well. Wow. Oh my God. He's a Scientologist.
How real life married co-stars Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are back as Jackie and Kelso in the new series.
Michael, let's go!
Damn, Jackie, will you just give me a minute to enjoy this?
It's weird. They aged, but they didn't because they're in Hollywood.
Yeah, they look really good. For those who can't see, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis look insane in this reboot of That 70s Show. I can't wait to watch it. It looks amazing.
I'm going to get so... and then be like, that's the only way to watch that 90s show.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Crisley from Crisley Knows Best begin.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was That 70s Show reboot, but it's That 90s Show.
Oh, man, that makes me feel old.
Damn.
Speaking of someone that's going to feel old when they get out of prison.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Crisley from Crisley Knows Best begin their prison sentences today, facing a combined 19 years behind bars for
When Todd gets out, I'm going to be 40.
Fraud and tax evasion. Will Reeve is in Pensacola, Florida with the story. Good morning, Will.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. I had to be in Pensacola.
How do we feel about living in
Good morning, George.
How do you feel about what?
Living in Florida.
Oh,
I feel like Floridians get a bad rap.
Yeah, they do. Deservedly so.
Yeah.
What? Florida doesn't deserve it?
No, totally we do. Because there's some crazy people here.
Yeah, just drive down US 19 at any time of the day.
Not us, though.
Behind me is federal prison camp Pensacola, where Todd Crisley must report today. The Crisleys were known on TV for their extravagant lifestyle, their big personalities, but the empire that this family created appears to have been a house of cards, and today a new reality sets in for the Crisleys. Years in prison.
Oof.
I have had a day from hell, and it better not get any hotter.
This morning.
Oh, my God. Like, my boyfriend didn't want to hang out with me, and I had to hang out with my wife that we're in an arranged marriage because I want to.
I had myself a day from hell, nobody better mess with me today, okay?
He's going to remember that not being able to hang out with his boyfriend was his biggest problem. He's going to miss that.
From hell, and it better not
Did
get
he openly
hotter.
Have this a boyfriend? Because it's very clear that
it's
very clear to me that he's homosexual.
Well,
which I do, I love the gays, so I'm whatever.
Yeah,
but I'm just
the
saying
best festival
what's
ever.
Happening here. I'm confused by their dynamic.
Years in prison.
They're married.
I've had a day from hell, and it better not get any hotter
this morning.
So if
but
you
she
go
knows
on,
he's gay.
If you go on the Daily Mail, there's alleged things about they had an open relationship and he had a boyfriend with muscles.
I thought they were like, their stance was they were so Christian. Am I completely wrong? I thought they were like this Christian couple. Yeah. I'm wrong. Okay, what do I
have this really funny thing to tell you.
Tell me.
And I'm going to swear. We're going to have the alert that Ryan Hoppy is about to swear. A lot of religious people are fucking hypocrites.
Yeah, 100%. 110%. But I'm confused. Wasn't their whole persona that they're this like well-to-do couple that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
The stars of the hit reality show Crisley Knows Best reporting to prison to serve a combined 19-year sentence for bank fraud and tax evasion. Todd Crisley serving his 12-year sentence at federal prison camp Pensacola in Florida.
Damn.
While Julie will spend the next 7 years at a minimum security satellite camp in Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington.
Would you want to be in jail in Florida? I mean, we just said Floridians are nuts and we have a reputation and we don't deny the reputations that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine a jail full of all those people that are like the stereotypical...
You ever hear a crazy person call from prison on a radio show? You're hanging out with thousands of them. People that listen to talk radio in 2023.
That would be cool if we got some inmates on our show.
I've talked to inmates before at a previous job. Kind of weird.
Their case still under appeal.
The Crisleys really are the people you see on TV. They're a caring family. They're a loving family.
They are? So then why does he have a boyfriend?
A loud family. It's hard, but they're optimistic.
The couple spending their final free days running errands near their hometown in Tennessee.
Hook up with your boyfriend, bro.
Julie seen grocery shopping with her mom and Todd heading into the post office. In these photos from dailymail.com.
Nothing.
His boyfriend's a mailman. mail carrier. Sorry. 2023, I forgot.
Nothing about life is fair.
Federal prosecutors say the couple swindled at least $30 million from community banks between 2007 and 2012. A jury finding them guilty on all charges.
Can someone teach me how to do this?
95% of all the money that we've ever made in real estate.
Their hit reality show, Crisley Knows Best, premiered in 2014. And
guess what? The whole time, you guys knew nothing.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
We're about to wrap up this show, which that should be advice for some deadbeats. But this following segment's been brought to you by quadpod.com, QODPOD.com, the podcast network that we are on.
Happy Happy Hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, let's see how long we have here. 5 minutes and 35.
This
34,
one went by slow.
32, 31, 30. What the hell do you want to talk about? You got anything on your mind for the next 5.5 minutes?
Yeah. So?
You want to talk about?
You tell me about you.
I got nothing. I'm single and I'm on dating apps. Do you? Without getting sad.
Oh God, no. I'm not sad. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
That's not true.
My dog died today. Yeah.
Do you want to give a little speech to end the show?
Oh my God, I would love that. Okay. So my dog.
He
muted me again.
That makes me look like such an asshole. Ryan's being sexist. No, what happened was I was turning off my mic to make sure there was no sound.
And you muted me.
Take two.
All right. So my dog Lily passed away today. I've had her for 17 years since I was a sophomore in high school. And that was the start of my day, people. So if you have lost a pet or a loved one or someone dear to you, a cat, a dog, a bird. I lost my bird recently too. We've had him for 40 years. My parents have since before I was born. So this has been back-to-back family pets. And it's been a hard day, guys. It's been a hard day. So tune back in next week. Hopefully we'll have some better vibes for you. But today, just missing my dog. So if you still have yours, give him a big pat-pat for me and a kissy.
Your dog's a legend for living to 17. Now let's be real here. That's especially for a dog, that's dope.
She's the best. She was the best.
Man, I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't know. It's crazy because I look at Luna and she's like 33% done with her life. She's 5.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is such BS. I would be cool with dying if animals could die with us.
Oh, my God. You know what? So I was saying my final goodbyes to Lily today and telling her all the things I loved and our memories and just giving so much gratitude to her. And I have to say, in this moment, because I've been going through some shit, but it's like in the moments where you're talking to your dead dog that you fucking realize what life is about, honestly, because I have never felt more pure joy and happiness than the time I've spent with my dogs over the time that I've had them. And I mean, for real, my dog taught me love. My dog taught me unconditional love. And that was the thing. I mean, people say it all the time, but it can't go away. Like, you can love a human, but that can fade and shit can happen. But like, your dog's always happy to see you. You know, your dog's not in a bad mood. Your dog is that is unconditional love, people. So I got my check, my reality check today that like shit doesn't matter. You just need a good dog in your life to tell you and to teach you what love is all about. On that note.
No, I agree. Now, we got to get you to come to Dignitary sometime.
I know. We've been talking about this. I still haven't been. It's been months.
Well, some people go, Hoppy, I want to hang out with you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
Do they want to hang with me too?
One of my friends in Cleveland, not that one, someone I used to drink with in Cleveland, he said in quote, damn, your co-host's fun as hell.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's George.
Maybe I'll meet someone from just being on the podcast.
Well, George, my friend, just said his name, but there's a million Georges.
Oh my God, you said his name. Hi, George.
He is looking to have a...
Ew. With who? You, him, and me?
No. He wants to bring somebody in with his current girlfriend.
No way. I will say the odd thing, and I've never done this, not judging if you
And I'm talking about George Bush.
I, for some reason, a lot of couples like want me to do that with them, which is freaking weird. And I, well, to me,
you know what's the best part?
I just realized
his name's not George, so I'm good. So he's
Shut
not even
up.
Good.
Are you serious? You got his name wrong.
Cause
Bill, if you're out there, I liked talking in the Southern accent. I just want to talk.
Sound
I
dumb?
Just want to talk like them right Why? Now.
Why? So
because
you can make
I
up
like,
grammar?
No, I also like to practice my British accent too.
You're not doing a British accent, but you're also not doing a Southern accent.
That was my British accent.
I think the problem is...
Can you please try a British accent?
No.
Come on.
No.
Try a Southern accent then. I need something. Give me one. Australian?
I am so bad at...
Just try.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I can't.
Are you thinking about what to say? Just be like...
Good morning, y'all. How's it going? I'm out in Brooksville, Florida, where everything's 150 years behind. It is crazy that Brooksville, Florida is only 50 miles away from Tampa Bay, and you feel like you're in 1870 again.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.